Weather conditions across the Midwest are not expected to change greatly in today's forecast relative to that of yesterday. We're still expecting showers and thunderstorms to occur in many areas over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but the Great Lakes region and portions of Iowa will continue to struggle for the kind of moisture that would probably be more preferred. Now, the Great Lakes region is not too dry today, but there's a pretty good chance that we'll see firmer soil to develop as time moves along. The big saving grace for them is the fact that temperatures will not be very warm over this next 10-day period. A lot of temperatures in the upper 60s and 70s will occur across the region, so the lack of precipitation will not lead to any kind of serious crop stress anytime soon. But their precipitation in this first week will be less than a half inch, and the second week may not be a whole lot better than that. So some of these areas will slip below on their normal precipitation, but with temperatures somewhat cool, it's going to be difficult for a big issue to be built out of that. In the meantime, today will probably be the better day for rain in Iowa. We'll expect to see most of the state picking up on at least a little bit of shower activity. This will be over the next 36 hours, and we'll expect to see rain totals mostly to half inch. It is not going to be a big soaking, and it is not going to benefit every single area. Whatever precipitation occurs will be welcome, but it's not going to make a big difference to the long-term moisture situation across the state. A better chance for rain may develop across parts of Iowa as we move into the early part of next week, but that is unfortunately a debatable issue as to how significant the rains might be. Right now, it looks like early indications suggest that there will be some more strong to heavy thunderstorm activity early to mid-week next week across the western Corn Belt, but it may not be focused necessarily on Iowa. It may be Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri again, but we'll keep our eyes focused on some of that area. The rest of us will see the rains probably most significant coming up here over the next few days, the lower parts of the Midwest in particular, from eastern portions of Missouri into southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky will have our best chances for rain. And it will be repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity. We could see some 1 to 2 inch rains, maybe some local amounts getting upwards over 3 inches in a few areas. This will include, again, most of the area from southeastern Missouri into southern Indiana and parts of Kentucky, and also extending down into parts of the northern Delta. Any other area that I haven't mentioned will have an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms over this next week, but the moisture totals will probably be a little bit on the light side. Temperatures are expected to continue to be cooler biased for many areas in the Midwest, and that'll be the biggest issue for a while, just simply because degree day accumulations will continue to not be near normal, and as long as they're below average, that will keep our crops a little bit more immature when we get closer to the frost and freeze season this autumn. In the meantime, though, crops are developing very favorably, and they wouldn't really care a whole lot if this kind of temperature range continued for a while, although certainly the 60s is a little bit too chilly for any crop. But we could continue with 70s and some 80s across the region. The crops would do fine, but only if the growing season were to be allowed to extend deeply into the autumn, which at this point in time is a low-confidence event. We'll expect to see low temperatures at night to be mostly 50s and 60s across the region. Perhaps some 40s will occur across the far north, and there is no risk of any kind of crop-threatening cold in the U.S. over this next 10-day period. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.